This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. Our November spotlight is on the province of Alberta, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with the Honourable Jeff Johnson, Alberta Minister of Education. Minister Johnson was elected to his term as a member of the Legislative Assembly for Athabasca, Sturgeon, Redwater in 2008. 2012, Minister Johnson was appointed to the Portfolio of Education. This appointment builds on Minister Johnson's experience as co-chair of the Pioneering Inspiring Education Committee. He has previously served as Minister of Infrastructure, Minister responsible for the Oil Sands Secretariat, and Parliamentary Assistant to the Treasury Board. Most recently, Minister Johnson was appointed chair of the Council of Ministers of Education Canada. Thank you for joining me today, Minister Johnson.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Robert. I've got a long intro. I don't know, do we have time left for the interview?
Well, you know what? You know, it certainly speaks to your background and the leadership that you bring to the table here. And I could have gone on about your leadership and coaching and being in private industry and your success there, but I thought I'd shorten it up for you.
I appreciate that.
Well, Alberta has been a leading performer in learning and innovation across Canada and internationally. And in your portfolio as Education Minister, what initiatives are you implementing to ensure continued success?
Well, it's a really good question and one we get often. And I think one of the things we have to keep in mind is not to lose sight of the things that are working well and the things that have made us successful. You know, we're in an enviable position in government anyway in Alberta, where we've had the same approach, the same party in government for over 40 years. And I don't think we can underestimate, regardless of what party's in office, I don't think we can underestimate the impact of having a consistent approach to education for a long period of time and not allowing it to become a political football like it does in so many jurisdictions when politics are so heated. I think that's been a real advantage for us here in Alberta. We've got a tremendous amount of incredible people working within the department and in school boards and our teachers. I think we have not been shy to try to capture best practices from around the world, too, you know, really latching on to any kind of international opportunities we have, whether it's the chairing CMEC, which Alberta does right now, or other work that the former deputy minister did with the OECD, and able to really embrace good ideas and best practices coming from other parts of the world. But as you look at education, you know, the catchphrase is now how do you deliver that 21st century learning and 21st
century. Right.
And we've really been focused on that here in Alberta, trying to take a really good system and even make it greater. And we had some great leadership out of a minister a few years ago named Dave Hancock. And
absolutely. I interviewed him. He was terrific. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he sent a group of us out to talk to Albertans over a period of 2 years. We talked to thousands of education system to go and what our kind of future plans are. And we really came up with a blueprint for what Alberta's education system is going to look like in the future and what we need to shift about our system to make sure that kids are getting more relevant learning and prepared to step into that global economy in a 21st century. That work's called Inspiring Education. That's kind of our blueprint right now, and it's driving the agenda, and a lot of the initiatives that we're bringing forward are aligning with that vision.
That's fantastic. So how does technology factor into the equation for the advancement of education in Alberta?
Well, yeah, in a number of ways, Robert. And, you know, first of all, it's critical that it does, because if we want relevant learning for our kids, they've got to be able to step into the world and have that digital literacy or some of those technology skills. It's not technology now. It's just part of regular life. And one of the things we've done in Alberta is invest heavily in the foundational infrastructure that's going to enable this all over the province. So one of the challenges, I think, any education minister is how you get equitable opportunities for kids. It's a lot easier to get educational experiences when you're dealing with a high school of 2,500 people than it is when you're dealing with a remote school of 8.
Absolutely.
Out in rural areas. So how do you make sure that all those kids have opportunities? And we've invested in a SuperNet in Alberta, which gives us that infrastructure to make sure that those opportunities can be in many areas of the province. But we're also partnering with organizations out here like Athabasca University, and there's studies being done on mobile learning and e-learning and mobile devices and how we can better embrace that to deliver education and give equitable opportunities. So I think part of it is about making sure that technology is not just a teaching tool or a tool that teachers use to deliver content.
Right.
But actually something that kids use and is infused on a day-to-day basis and is collaborative and is a piece that is used to create knowledge and share knowledge.
Excellent.
And we're able to deliver more equitable opportunities through the use of technology. So that's one of the really exciting things, I think, for me as a rural parent.
Right.
Education minister from a rural area.
Is one-to-one or BYOD gaining traction in Alberta, bring your own device concept? Is that
something? Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's an exciting thing. And one of the challenges you have if you want to try and keep up with technology is to keep up with technology.
Right.
The costs of that for school boards and the training pieces for teachers. So, you know, one of the ways that many school boards are trying to embrace that is to bring your own devices.
Right.
We find that at the start of the year, it puts a little extra pressure on teachers and some of the tech support. But
right.
Once they get into the year, a lot of the kinks are ironed out.
But it helps address that equity issue, most certainly.
You got to find ways to embrace and help the kids and the families that don't have the latest
great right.
gadgets.
Right? Yeah.
And you got to recognize that, and you don't want to make those people feel like they're singled out.
And the good news is the cost of some of these devices is coming down, and, you know, you can buy tablets for $100 now, depending on quality, for sure. Now, you're in a unique position as a province to have a growing student population versus other provinces where, you know, enrollment's declining. How are you coping with those challenges?
Yeah, you know, that is a challenge for us, and it's a different challenge in different parts of our province. And, you know something else comes to mind about the technology piece you're just talking about. We're really trying to move more and more and embrace individualized learning and learning at any pace, any place, any time. And you can't truly do that without fully embracing technology. And as we look at our enrollment challenges, some of the challenges we've got in rural Alberta is the decreasing enrollment. So we've got parts of the province where it's harder to run schools because we've got less kids in them. And then we've got other parts of the province that are bursting at the seams and we don't have enough desks. So it's really kind of a rural versus urban phenomenon.
The economy. Here. Yeah. I've seen where I know I'm familiar with one particular district in BC that kind of brought four schools together virtually so they can offer more courses because of the enrollment challenges in some of the school buildings that leveraging, you know, the online or blended learning really helps alleviate some of those challenges.
Well, and we can bring the world's experts to our kids. This is an interesting question because, you know, many of our schools have pretty strict, across the country, have very strict rules about who can actually work in a school and who's allowed to instruct in our schools.
Right.
But with technology, when you have decreasing enrollments or a small school, you can't have all the great opportunities in terms of teaching that you can in a larger school because you don't have the economies of scale. In the remote areas, you can't get the experts with a certificated teacher to be able to teach. So technology, we can bring the world's experts literally from anywhere, well, even outside the globe. You can bring people from the space station into your classroom.
And that makes it so exciting and engaging for kids, doesn't it?
You bet. It's
now,
really inspiring, and if you keep your kids motivated and interested, you're going to keep them in school.
Absolutely.
That's really important.
Now, do you subscribe? We talked a little bit about 21st century learning. I'm part of that C21 Canada initiative. And I'm just curious as to your thoughts around 21st century learning, and do you subscribe to that?
I do, completely do. And I might characterize it that, you know, from our perspective in Alberta, it's not about abandoning the subjects that we have or abandoning numeracy and literacy foundation. Those are always going to be pieces, but it's really about infusing the learning with cross-curricular competencies and shifting our system away from memorizing and regurgitating just facts and figures and content to having different characteristics instilled in our kids and actually trying to instill character in our kids that are going to equip them to be able to adapt to change and to be resilient and have those creativity and critical thinking skills and all those things we talk about that are going to be more and more important in a global economy where things are shifting and changing so quickly. But we can't predict what jobs our kids may need to be prepared to embrace in the future and what kind of skills they're going to need for those jobs.
Absolutely. As a parent of three children in the system, I totally agree with you. It's concerning as a parent when you don't see some of those changes happening, because it doesn't happen overnight.
No, when we went through this dialogue in Alberta, we were given deliberate language from Albertans, and it was, they didn't want to see a revolution. They didn't want to see us blow up our good education system. They wanted to see an informed transformation, and it doesn't happen overnight, because it involves a whole number of things, including changing curriculum, which we're in the process of doing right now, and shifting labor agreements, and adjusting how you train and support teachers, and all those kinds of things. So it takes a little bit of time, and it takes collaboration.
You know, I love that concept of informed transformation. That's terrific. I've never heard that. I might make that our quote of the month in our report. I love that. Well, congratulations on your new role as chair of CMAC. That's exciting. You bring strong leadership to the table. What collaboration opportunities do you see around learning, technology, and innovation with your Canadian counterparts?
We've got such a good group of people around the table, and I've been able to be at a few CMEC meetings now the last 2 years, and Alberta's thrilled to be assuming the chair, and, it's quite a privilege to be able to go to the international meetings and sit in Canada's chair to represent the country, and you sure can learn a lot and bring things home for all your ministers, and not all of what you learn is good. I mean, some things that you probably learn more from jurisdictions where they're having issues and problems, and they're telling you, don't try this, or this is one of our biggest problems in terms of transformation. Those are really valuable. But we've got a good group of people, and I think there's real opportunities for us on a number of fronts. And this on 21st century learning and how we move that forward. There's a lot of discussion on teaching excellence, how we make sure we've got teachers trained and supported for the 21st century kind of environment, and the changing role of a teacher. And always a big discussion item for us is right now, in the last couple of years, has been Aboriginal education. So we've got
absolutely
a deputy premier out of Northwest Territories, Jackson Lafferty, been tasked by CMAC to take the lead on that file for us.
And that's terrific.
Become, a real priority for us.
Excellent. The skills gap conversation across Canada has very much been in the media lately. The notion of jobs without people and people without jobs is somewhat concerning, particularly around youth employment. How can we nurture and support our children to prepare for the future and jobs that really, in many ways, don't currently exist?
Relevance. It's all about relevance, I think. And I don't think you can have a relevant education system unless you've got the employers, the entrepreneurs, industry, and parents is a big part of that. It can't just be something that, and curriculum just can't be something that's developed by a government group of educators. Many people, as we were going through Inspiring Education in Alberta, raised their concern with us that we've got an education system that is really designed to prepare kids and get kids into university. Well, the stats will show us only about 17% of our kids go to university. So how relevant is an education system when it's not delivering what you need for 83% of your students? I mean,
right.
A lot more go to post-secondary. But so I think, in Alberta anyway, especially with the economy we've got, there's a bit of a shift there, recognizing the great career opportunities that are in other areas. But we can't get so focused on just preparing kids for the job that exists. And I mean, this is the other side of it.
Right.
Can't get so occupied with just preparing our children to be workers in today's economy that we miss the boat on preparing them for what the economy might be in 2040.
Right.
And we miss the boat on preparing them to not be workers, to actually be entrepreneurs, to be the investors, to be the owners of the economy. And that's one of the discussions we had around the OECD table with the 44
right.
countries that were there in Turkey. Last month.
Right.
And the focus of the conference was employability skills through education. And, one of the points Canada raised was it's very important to make sure we're producing students or equipping students or kids with skills that are relevant.
Skills.
But but there might, if you've got high unemployment in a country or in a region, it might not just be because you've got kids that aren't prepared skills-wise. It might be just because you've got a bad economy.
Right.
And
good
you
point.
Also need entrepreneurs. You need those creative people
they're going to drive the economy and step out of school and say, if there isn't a job for me, that's okay, I'm going to create my own.
Well, to that point, we have our EdTech Leadership Summit coming up next week, and we have over 30 startup companies that are attending, which surprised me. So to your point, a lot of these youth are graduating with engineering and business degrees and taking ownership of their future and becoming entrepreneurs or social entrepreneurs, you know, type of individuals.
I think it's so critical. It's one of the pillars of our province and our education system going forward. It's actually one of the three kind of outcomes that we've identified. We want to engage thinkers who are ethical citizens and with an entrepreneurial spirit. And there's lots of descriptors and characteristics inside those buckets. But the entrepreneurial spirit is something that is going to equip our kids really well. Whether they walk out of university and the skill they've got isn't quite what they need to be step into the workforce.
Right.
And they're willing to adjust. Or whether they walk out and in 20 years, the job they've got disappears. Or there's other jobs that have been created that didn't exist when they're in school.
Right. Well, it speaks
got to the attitude and the characteristics to embrace that.
Yeah, and it speaks to the notion of lifelong learning.
Absolutely. It's a critical piece, you bet.
Well, thank you so much for this. Any closing thoughts?
No, you know, the only thing that I would close with is I think we're in such a good place in Canada. As I look around and I'm able to travel the world now through the CMEC chair a bit, you really see how great of an education system Canada has compared to many in the world. And you see how great our economy is compared to many in the world. And the other thing that I think is a huge competitive advantage for our citizens and our kids is the way we actually embrace the world. We embrace people coming here
right.
as immigrants, and we embrace our kids being trained to be competitive and step into a global economy. I don't care if Alberta's kids come out and leave our economy as long as they're equipped to step into the economy in Germany or China and compete and succeed. We want our kids to succeed, and not every jurisdiction views that global economy the same way we do in Canada. And I think that's a great approach, and it's going to serve us well.
Well, thank you so much for that. Very inspiring, and I certainly feel very blessed to be a Canadian. And every time I come back across our border, I just feel this sense of relief and pride that the great country that we live in.
You got it. Absolutely. Well, I'll never forget it.
And I have to ask you, what's your favorite technology that you can't do without? I always like to ask that question.
My press secretary.
Your press secretary?
Well, I'd say, you know, my big love-hate relationship with my smartphone. But probably tongue-in-cheek, the best technology I've got is the staff around me. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you again. That was the Honorable Jeff Johnson, Alberta Minister of Education. My name is Robert Bertolacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. Be sure to check us out at www.mindsharelearning.com. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.